that you're a senior in college here at Mizzou. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. You know, I'm always impressed on, we talk about February 20th was Missouri Student Volunteer Day, but this story obviously goes beyond it because you're in your final year of college. And I read your story that your folks sent me about, you were born, for lack of a better term, with a cleft condition. Let's start with that. What is a cleft condition? Because I donate to this organization. I'm familiar with it. For people who aren't, what is that?
A cleft condition is any condition of the nose or mouth where there's a hole between your oral cavity. So it can be at the top of your mouth, which is a cleft palate, or between your lip and nose, which is a cleft lip.
And you have had surgery to address, you've basically had a surgical program to address this?
Yes, I've had actually 14 surgeries to help repair this cleft lip and cleft palate.
I think you're obviously a you're going, looking at medical school, and you're looking at maybe going into a graduate program, but you are someone who, as you volunteer, and it sounds like you've done a lot of work with the, you know, the for lack of a better term, the SMILE organization, and that's not the exact word, but you know what I'm talking about Operation mm-hmm. SMILE that you've been involved in. What stuck out to me when I listened to you, you know, your story, there were people that did not want to be, and reporting just exactly how you said it, that did not want to be your friends because of how you looked. And you were actually ridiculed, made fun of, because of how you looked. It's probably not good to say how did it make you feel, but it had to be horrible.
Yes. There's a lot of preconceived biases or implicit biases people treat you by, and you don't really realize that you've been growing up with them until you realize that you're not treated equally as other people. And as a child, I didn't know why, but as I grew up, I realized there were things that about me that were different, and all I wanted was to have the belief that I could do anything that any other person could do. And I was limited because there are people who limit their mentalities towards people who look different, I think.
You got involved with Operation Smile, and at one time you were kind of fearful of talking to the kids, you know, the young people at Mizzou. You were worried they were going to make fun of you, but in the end, you change that around. Tell us what you did.
I guess I was very nervous that I was going to have the same problem again, not being able to find someone to relate to, not being able to find a community. And I realized I don't really need to find someone to help me feel comfortable. I need to make that comfort from within. So that's what I started to do. I started to build an organization called Operation Smile Mizzou on the campus, and started to find my home from within, not from anyone else.
I just find your story to be amazing. Have you had a chance to maybe talk to meet or tell your story to either President Choi or anybody else high up at Mizzou?
I haven't had the opportunity to share because we're still like starting up our club. It's been a while, but I would love to get in contact with him just to share about what we do and how passionate we are for helping other children other people.
You'd like to meet him, wouldn't you?
Yes, that would be amazing.
I'll put that in my story. And I know he listens, so that's the least we can do. What's your message to people here in Columbia? And we have a lot of college students who listen, but I know our audience, we have a lot of older people who listen as well. Your message about your condition and what the biggest thing you'd like to tell them?
I think no matter what you look like, no matter if you have a cleft condition or if you have any other condition, any difference about you, there is no difference in the world that puts between you and the other person that limits you to be who you are and limits you to do whatever you want and achieve whatever you want in life.
Well, I got to tell you, I am very impressed with everything you're talking about. Again, you've had 14 surgeries and you were born with a cleft condition. You kind of have a new smile, if you will, and you're volunteering your time for this organization. Have you made a decision? I guess that's my last. Have you made a decision? Are you going to go to medical school?
I am. I'm on my way and on the track of going to medical school.
Oh, man, that's great. I'm going to give you the final word. Is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to say thank you so much for talking to me and spreading more awareness. This is one of my absolute passions, to help other people and just to make the world a little more peaceful.